Christmas! It's Christmas Day. Oh my goodness. How many of you open up presents on Christmas Eve? How many of you open up presents on Christmas Day? How many of you don't open up presents? No, everybody does, right? We all want to open up presents. I love Christmas. I think Christmas is for kids. I love kids. We got 11 grandkids, you know, and I love making kids happy on Christmas. And since it's Christmas Eve, where are all of our kids? All of our kids, we got some candy and stuff here for you. So, kids, grab some candy. All right, come on up, kids. Grab a couple, but you know, one or two, and then but save some for everybody. Everybody get some. Don't take it all. Don't take it all. All right, did everybody get one? Hey, make sure everybody gets one. Everybody gets one. Do we need more? Hazel, get me some more candy. Bring me down the whole big tub. Bring me the tub. Because these kids need some more. All right, so we're going to get you a tub. Hazel, did you hear me? Is she getting the tub? All right, well, you just sit down there. We're going to bring the tub. I have more candy, believe me. I'm guessing I probably have at least 100 pounds of candy in my office up there. We have lots of tubs of candy. So just wait on, we're going to bring the candy here to you. But let me talk about this. Christmas. I love Christmas. I remember being a kid at Christmas and putting Christmas carols on, you know, and listen to them. And I love Christmas, and this time of year really makes me a little bit sad because it reminds me of my mom. My mom passed a couple years ago, and she made Christmas for us. We had her six kids. She bought all the presents, all the gifts, did everything, wrapped them all up herself for six kids, made sure that we all had a great, great Christmas. And, you know, there's always special people in your life, people that love to make life better. Love to move into your life and make it better. They're a gift to humanity, and I really miss my mom. She was a really gift to humanity. Everybody loved my mom. I never heard my mom say a negative thing to anybody. She was an incredible lady, and I love you, Mom. We all have sort of different Christmas traditions and all sorts of fun things, but Christmas is not just a date on the calendar. It's a celebration of the event that set heaven to singing, an event that gave the stars of the night sky a new brilliance. It was the night the God of heaven came down to dwell with the men of earth, the event where we experience God up close and personal, where God made it relational. He made it relational. Is my bin down here yet? Is it coming? I think you're looking for it. It's over on the side there. Hazel, you know where it's at. In John 1, 14, it says, the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. He made it personal. He came down here. The God of heaven didn't want to be way and far off. He wanted to be a part of us. He wanted to be with us. He wanted to hang out in our neighborhood. He wanted to be one of us. And so he came as a baby so he could be with us. He came as Emmanuel, God with us. God with us, Emmanuel, to hang out with us, to be with us, to rap with us, to chat with us, to talk with us, to be with us, to help us through difficult and tough times, to rejoice with us when we go through great times. He wanted to be with us, a God not far away. So many gods and religions of the world, the God demands you do something for him. But our God did something for us. He gave us candy. All right, who needs some? We got some more out here. Come. There you go. I don't care what age you are. You can be any age of a person. Any age of a kid. There you go. All right. Everybody got some stuff? Get some. You can find out whether you're all right, good, 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 good. Grab that stuff. Oh, boy. I'll give you two of these for one of those, right? I go. God was so with us, he said he'd never leave us. He'd always be with us. He'd never forsake us. He's always there for us. And this time at Christmas, remember what he did. Remember that he came. The baby Jesus. I think about the baby Jesus. Those chubby little hands. And every baby has chubby little hands, it seems like. They clasped the straw in his manger crib, were soon to open blind eyes, unstop deaf ears, and still the troubled seas. That cooing voice was soon to be lifted to command demons to depart, to teach men the way and the truth, and would raise the dead, and finally would shout, "It is finished!" And heaven's gate would open up to us. This baby, this little cooing, this little voice. I just have a new grandson, Asher. Asher J. Vance. I love it. J with no period, no nothing. Just a J because that's his last name, just a letter. I love it because that's my middle name. I love it. Just a J. Those tiny feet were to take him to the sick and needy and were finally to be pierced at Calvary's cross. That manger crib in remote Bethlehem became the link that bound a lost world to a loving God. From the manger came a baby who would become a man who not only taught us a new way of life, he brought us into a new relationship with our Creator. We were once lost, but now we are found. The gifts of God that he gave us are amazing. They're amazing. They're all over the place, but sometimes we miss them, just like they missed the day of their visitation. Many people missed the Messiah when he came because they were looking for something else. And you know what? Sometimes in our life, folks, we miss out on all of the blessings that God has for us because we're looking for something else. Oh my gosh, I got fired from my job and this happened. Oh my God. And we realize that that causes us to get another job. It causes us to get another job to cause us to get the one that we just absolutely love. But maybe we wouldn't have got there if we hadn't have gone this way. God has your best in store. He loves you. His gifts are amazing. What are you looking for? Are you looking for the good? Sometimes we miss out on the blessings. I was listening to KRLF, and by the way, I want to shout out, I don't think that they're here, but Frank and Youth Ron, Jans, excuse me, Frank and Ruth, their whole team that put together KRLF 88.5 on your dial. Absolutely amazing, all the things that they have done. I'm just so thankful for them. But I was listening to the station, and there was a guy that came on, and he said, you know, sometimes we miss our blessings because we're looking for the wrong things. What you look for, you usually find. We usually look for the trouble in our life, and you will find it because we're not looking for the blessings. We suffer from, he said on this, from ingrown eyeball disease. Now don't look it up because it's made up, okay? Ingrown eyeball disease, where we focus on ourselves, focus on our problems, focus on our issues. You know what I like about Christmas? It's a time where you have to think about giving something to somebody else. Right. You have to sit and go, oh, what do they want? Oh, I hate doing this. No, that's what God does for us all the time. What can I give them? What would just be awesome? What would they just love? He does that in our lives. And a lot of times we miss it and don't ever even see it. The gifts that he gives us, And I think Christmas is a time to refocus. To refocus and to look and to see all of the gifts that have been given to us. I have this video I saw. I thought this was great. Daryl showed me this. Daryl and Lily. We have that video.
I'm alive! I'm alive!
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey, Christine! You're here too! I love you!
I know.
Dad, what's happening?
Honey, the power works! It's coming, it goes on and off, whatever we want! We've got clean water!
Oh, that's great, look at that!
Ooh. bet I know what this does.
Rain down the glorious water.
Ah, shoes. Oh, what do we got here, guys?
Food.
I love food. What? A booth booth? You want to have work? This is awesome. Look, listen here.
Dean, the what?
Jack, be careful. Oh.
I have a car. Did you guys see this?
Yeah, you have a car.
A car!
And don't forget your coffee.
You're the best.
How many gifts did you walk over this morning and didn't even realize they were a gift to you? How many gifts did you go through and never said thank you for the gift or were excited about what you had? It's absolutely amazing the gift of life that God has given us, but there's so many other things that He's also given us that we look at, oh my gosh, my car has a flat tire, and we're just bummed. Hey, you have a car that could have a flat tire. Be thankful for that. Hallelujah! I have a flat tire! Why are you so thankful about your flat tire? Because it means it's attached to a car. Hallelujah! I got something. A lot of people don't. Shoes. A lot of people don't. We take up donations for shoes that we send out across the world. People don't have it, but God has given it to us. We're blessed. We're blessed. We're blessed. When you receive a gift, what do you say? Do you ever say, well, it's about time? Do you ever say, well, I deserve this? Or do you ever say, is this it? Is this all there is? Is this all there is of the gift? Is there another part? Is there some more packages that go with this gift? Is this it? Now, let me tell you, if you did that, the person that gave it to you may slap you alongside the head. If that were done to you, would you want to give a gift to that person again next Christmas? He'd be the one going, scratch off Uncle Harry, no more gifts for him. I wonder about the giver of gifts, what he thinks sometimes when we slap him in the face about the so many gifts that he's given us, and we never say thank you. Is this all there is, Lord? I deserve more. No, we deserve death. He's amazing. He's amazing. If someone acted like that and said, now there's a gift, after you got something, they'd probably take it back. Here's my observation. Gratefulness makes the gift better. Gratefulness makes the gift better. It makes life better when you're thankful for all the good and all the difficulties you get to go through that will challenge and transform you into a man or woman of God with character and value. Wow, the gift, the gift. You see, the gift of Christ, when he was given to us, activated three other gifts for us. I'm going to go through this real quickly. Three other gifts that Christ, when he came, gave to us. First one, love. Everybody say love. Love. It was declared by God the Father. It was said by Jesus Christ, but it was in the heart of God the Father. He's declaring how much he loves us. In John 3:16, it was the heart of God to give a gift to mankind that would change us forever. Now, it's pretty hard to find the right gift for some people sometimes, right? This is the perfect gift for us. Love. He gave us love because he loves us. I like what it says in John 3:16. You all know it. For God, who's the greatest person, so loved the greatest devotion, the world, the greatest number, that he gave the greatest act, his only begotten Son, the greatest gift, that whosoever believeth in him, the greatest condition, should not perish, the greatest mercy, but have everlasting life, the greatest result. You see, God is the greatest, and he's given us the greatest of gifts. Are we thankful? Do we remember? Do you look at it and thank him instead of curse your life because of what you're going through? Do we thank him that we have a life to go through? The greatest gift. He gave us the greatest gift, not a stupid tie, not a salad shooter. But something we would use every single day of our life here and through all eternity, a relationship, a love relationship with our God and Savior. Wow. Regardless of what you're going through, God is there for you. He will take you through it. He'll be supernatural to help you and empower you and heal you and move you. He's got gifts. Do we have eyes to see and hearts to receive? And gratitude to bestow. Wow, Christmas, a time to say, happy birthday, Jesus, and thank you, thank you, thank you. Love, an intense feeling of deep affection. You see, love is a great gift to receive, but a greater gift to give. Love is a great gift to receive, but a greater gift to give. Are you giving it out? The second gift. The second gift he gives us is joy. That what Christ activated for us, joy. He gave us love. He gave us joy. It was announced by the angel. It's our Christmas story of what he was going to bring to us. It says in Luke 2, 8 through 11, now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over the flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord. It was announced by the angel of the Lord. First one announced by God, second one announced by the angel of the Lord, who stood before them, and the glory of God shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. I would be too. Then the angel of the Lord said to them, hey, don't be afraid. Behold, I bring you, say it with me, good tidings of great joy. Joy, which shall be to a certain few. Which shall be to you when life is going good. Which shall be to you when all your circumstances line up. Joy to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. Joy for all people. Why? Because a Savior was coming. A Savior was coming. A Savior was coming. God was going to come and be with us. And do for us. And help us. There's no other God in any other religion that comes to give. They all come to take from you. Joy, a feeling of great pleasure and happiness, cheerfulness and delight. Joy to the world. Why? Because the Lord has come. The Lord is come. Let earth receive, say it with me, her king. Her king. The one who sits on the throne. The one who's in charge of it all. Have you received your king? Is he still, let me ask you this then, I know you have. Is he still the king of your heart? Does he still sit on the throne of every decision and action of your life? And if so, you have joy. If he's the reason for every decision and act, then you have joy because you know it's about him. And he will bless you through life. Joy is a gift and a choice. It's a gift and a choice. We can choose to be happy or choose to be, what does that say? Grumpy. By what we focus on. I'm just having a bad day. Well, not because you're focusing on the wrong stuff. The third gift. The third gift, peace. This was announced by the heavenly host. Same story here in Luke 2. And this will be a sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Oh, that's a great sign. All this great stuff's going to happen, and we're looking to a baby? Yeah. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts. Man, I'm excited to get there. I hope they have it on DVD. We can get up there and we can watch this. Of course, it'll be something different. It used to be on VHS, and they changed it to DVD, and I'm sure by the time we get there, it'll be on some other media. And there was suddenly with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth, say it with me, peace, goodwill toward men, peace, to calm your soul in troubling times, peace that passes all understanding, peace, freedom from disturbance, quiet, tranquility, calm. Jesus came to bring peace in all of life's troubling situations. I love what it says in John 16:33. These things I have spoken to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation. Hey, in me there's peace, there's calmness, there's serenity. It's going to be okay. It's all going to work out. In the world you're going to have tribulation, toughness, trouble. But in me, you will have a peace that passes all understanding. Have you opened it up? Have you opened up that gift of peace? But be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Jesus overcame, and if we're in him, we overcome the world as well, and we allow peace. Peace, peace. I told you this would be the shortest message ever. I'm going to bring it to a conclusion. Peace, peace, peace. I'm going to read a little story here as we conclude. It's from American Moment. When the First World War began, Pope Benedict XV, on December 7th, 1914, begged for a truce, asking that the guns may fall silent, at least upon the night the angels sang, referring to Luke, that on Christmas there might be a ceasefire. These requests were officially rebuffed. Nevertheless, on Christmas Eve, December 24th, 1914, an estimated 100,000 British, French, and German troops near Ypres in Belgium along the Western Front ceased fighting. The thunderous booming of artillery fell silent that night. German troops started decorating their trenches with Christmas trees and candles in their branches. They began singing Stockel Nacht. No, it's Stille. Excuse me. Stille Nacht. Silent night. Actually, the most translated Christmas carol there is. It was one of the Christmas carols that soldiers on both sides knew. English, French, and German troops all began to sing. Across the battle lines, silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright. And for a brief moment, all was calm. All was bright. The 1914 unofficial Christmas truce continued as soldiers from both sides started shouting Christmas greetings to each other across the line. C. Ernest Fourneau of the British Rifle Brigade wrote in a letter to his parents, about 5 o'clock on Christmas Eve, the Germans started lighting up Christmas trees in their trenches. We took no notice of them until they began to sing. Then we began to cheer them and talk to one another as we were only 80 yards apart from here to the back. So the night of their searchlight, our officers went across halfway and their officers came to meet them. They shook hands and conversed for a while. It was agreed that we should have a day off. And they would fire the first shot when we got started again. They'd give a shot that would tell them, hey, we're back to fighting. So from 5 o'clock Christmas Eve through Christmas Day until 10 o'clock in the morning, December 26th, neither side fired a shot, only walked about. Some of the Germans came across to us and we shook hands and had some chocolate and cigars that they gave us. Venturing across no man's land, that distance in the middle, they recovered bodies and we held joint burial services for the fallen. The Hertfordshire Mercury paper published a letter January 9th, 1915 from a British rifleman. All through the night, we sang carols to them and they sang to us. On Christmas Day, we all got out of the trenches and walked about with the Germans who asked if they were fed up with the war and they said, yes, rather. Soldiers even played soccer together. The Germans won 3-2, but they lost the war. They exchanged buttons. Take the buttons off their uniforms and they exchanged buttons. They actually cut each other's hair. World War I went on for 4 years and cost the lives of 9 million combatants and 7 million civilians. One of the deadliest conflicts in human history. But the beauty of Christmas brought peace. Jesus. He's the Prince of Peace and He can bring peace into any situation that you're going through. You just have to have eyes to see, to be grateful for the gifts He's given you all through the turmoil. That babe did a lot for us. You see, the gift of that baby Jesus activated three other gifts pronounced by God, the angel of the Lord, and the heavenly host: love, joy, peace. Will you accept these gifts? Will you open them up? Sometimes we have so many gifts and we don't even open them up. I don't know how many of you wrap up gifts and put under the Christmas tree and then leave it there all year long, never to be opened. We open them. We rip them open. We want to see what's inside. We want to put it on. We want to use it. We want to play with it. God has given us so many gifts. So many gifts each and every day. We need to open them up and be thankful and grateful. Especially these gifts: love, joy, peace. Will you accept them? And then let me ask you this. Not only will you accept them, but will you give them? Will you give those gifts to those in your family, to those out in the world that need to feel and experience the love, the joy, and the peace that only Jesus Christ can bring? And they're not just for Christmas, but all through the year. They truly are the gifts that keep on giving. I want to end. We're going to sing that song. I want us to end and sing Silent Night and think about the story. After that, I'm just going to have Curtis. He'll dismiss us. And just want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. And we had something really special planned for you. We had hot cinnamon rolls. You notice the hat. When we went to the store to pick them up, they said, oh my gosh, we forgot to do that. So we have refreshments back there for you of some sort. Just not hot cinnamon rolls. We planned that out for a long time. We went to pick them up today. Oh my gosh. It was sad. But we gave them the gift of forgiveness. Someone has to be home with their families, yeah. They just forgot to make them. It's no big deal. No big deal. But I want to say this. Merry Christmas to you all. Enjoy the gifts that God has given you. And then, don't hoard them up. Pass them along. Because whatever you give out, God will give you back so much more. Let's end our Christmas service with that special song, Silent Night.
Thank you, Lord, for coming to us. Thank you for dwelling with us and living with us and in us. And now as we go, we delight in your presence and your fellowship. In your precious name we pray. Amen.